Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. In those days, John the Baptist, all covered in fur and eating grasshoppers sweetened with honey, proclaimed, "Repent, for the kingdom of God has come near." Repent is not a word that we much like in this world these days. It's one of those old-fashioned words. But here, our second Sunday of Advent begins with the one who announces, John the Baptist, announcing that the Messiah is coming near, God's kingdom is coming near. Turn around and go the other way. It seems to me he wouldn't say it if we were already on the right path. If the road were straight and clear and ready for the coming of the Lord, then John could have just sat by the River Jordan with a fishing pole in his hand, waiting for God. He seems to be telling us something is not quite right. Turn around and go the other way. Now, one way to hear that word, repent, is as a kind of condemnation, and I think that's probably there a little bit. And so we hear that word, repent, and we start looking around and wondering, well, what in the world is wrong with me? What is wrong with life? What is wrong with everything? And we can take that tact, but I think that there's maybe another one that's more helpful. I think the primary message in the use of Advent in this text is to turn around and go home. And home is where God is. Now that's very different from a kind of vague condemnation of general sinfulness. It's specific. Repent. Repent because the kingdom of God is near. The one who says all of this stuff. You see, it's a call back from hopelessness to hope. From the place where we don't belong to the place where we belong. And well, I don't think it's that hard to figure out that sometimes our path is a little dangerous. I certainly felt it this weekend when my family and I made a very dangerous and treacherous journey, from which I am still recovering, to Costco on Saturday morning. I can tell you that our path is sometimes a little dangerous and maybe a little off. And I don't think, a very clear example of that comes in places like the retail trade. Not that there's anything wrong with it. It isn't the stuff that's the problem. It's that you walk into a place like Costco and you see row after row after row stacked high 30 feet of stuff you absolutely have to have. And that's the path to the Christ child. I mean, they have everything from pineapples to inflatable snow globes, all of which you really need. My favorite is a mechanical lawn ornament. I'm thinking about one of those for the sermon on Sunday morning. It's all stuff that we have to have, and somehow that's supposed to make us feel good. And maybe it does in the short term. If what television tells us is true, It is the essence of feeling good. But John calls us back as we sort of teeter on the edge of giving up our lives to that nonsense. John says, repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, and that is not it. Turn around and come home to Jesus Christ, where there is true light and true love. It's a little like my mom, who was pretty permissive and who would let me get just far enough away to come to the edge of the cliff. And just as I was going over to see what was on the other side, she would call me back. God gives us this wonderful long leash called life and calls us to drink abundantly of it and to bear fruit in it for the sake of righteousness, but always calls us home to the kingdom. Those wonderful words that we heard in Isaiah, that vision of the cow and the bear grazing, the young lying down together, the weaned child putting his hand on the adder's den, is God's vision of the fruit of the kingdom. And it is God's hope, God's dream, that someday we too will be able to say those powerful, powerful words about how the nations will inquire of God, but even more so in Romans, where it says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Repent. Come home. Amen.